It is time for our weekly chat featuring arts and cultural activities with Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren of the Lexington Herald Leader. They tell us that this weekend, for the 27th consecutive year, Ballet Under the Stars will take place at Lexington's Woodland Park.
In a way, it seems like it should have been going longer, but then, you know, 27 years is a long time for any enterprise to go on. But this is your chance if you love ballet love being outdoors in the summertime, chance to go out and bring your picnic dinner or snacks and sit in lawn chairs and sip wine and all that good stuff while watching dancers from Kentucky Ballet Theater. And they put together a program that is a combination of classical ballet and contemporary work and things of that sort for just a full evening of dance out at the park. And it starts with student dancers who are doing Madeline in Paris this year. So
that sounds fun.
It does, especially for the kids. And they've got a pre-show thing. You can read about it in Weekender, where kids can come out and have tea with dancers from Madeline and get pictures taken and things of that sort. But that is going on out at Woodland Park through Sunday. And over the weekend, you know, Kentucky is a place where a lot of musicians from here have gone out and made names for themselves nationally and internationally. And two of them are coming back to the Bluegrass State this weekend for concerts.
Billy Ray Cyrus, a Flatwoods native.
Don't tear my heart.
Celebrating the 25th anniversary of his big hit, Achy Breaky Heart. And you know you're going to be hearing that all day long. And he's going to have a stop tonight at the Brown Theater in Louisville. And
I don't know how well you can line dance in the Brown Theater.
That's true. It might be a test of it.
Give it a try,
tonight.
People.
And also, Stephen Curtis Chapman, who's a Paducah native, is coming to Kentucky for a concert at 7:30 Saturday at the Ark Encounter.
Interesting
in
place
Williamstown.
For a show.
Yeah, so you can get tickets for that concert and also for the Ark. They have several combos there. But another annual event put some aspiring performers on stage this weekend.
This has been going on for 5 years, so a little bit shorter than 27.
Yeah.
The Girl Project was created out of the Woodford Theater with two artists, Ellie Clark and Vanessa Becker-Wieg, who wanted to put together a theatrical program that would really be empowering and tell the story of girls in the area. And so every summer they've gotten together a group of girls and done theater workshops with them, acting workshops and writing workshops and things of that sort, to create a program that they will be presenting this weekend at Transylvania University's Little Theater. So if you want to see what's going on with some aspiring talents from the Bluegrass and just what's on their minds, that would be a good thing to check out.
Rich Copley and Harriet Hendren cover arts and culture for the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. You can find many listings of arts and cultural activities at the events calendar link when you visit weku.fm.